Diomedes respected the goddess's voice, and turned to mount the chariot. Odysseus used his bow for whip, and off they went to the ships of the Achaeans. No blind watch was kept by Apollo of the silver bow, who saw Athena following Diomedes. Irritated by her, he joined a company of Trojans and aroused Hippocoon, a noble cousin of Rhesus. Out of sleep the man awoke and saw the empty ground where once fast teams had stood. He saw the soldiers massacred and soaking in their blood, and cried aloud at this, calling his friends. Soon there were other cries, and a wild din of troops who ran up, staring at the horrors done in that sortie from the ships. Now, those who did that work had reached, on their return, the spot where they had killed Hector's observer. Noble Odysseus here reined in the team, while Diomedes vaulted down to sweep the bloody trophies into Odysseus's hands, and then remounted, and he whipped the horses into a willing run. Of all Achaeans, Nestor first heard the beat of distant hooves, and said, "Friends, lords and captains of the Argives, do I imagine it or is it real? A drumming of distant hooves is in my ears. May it turn out already to be Odysseus and rugged Diomedes, back again with no time lost, and driving Trojan horses. I have been fearful that they might be hurt in the Trojan outcry." He had not yet finished all he was going to say, when up they came and set foot on the quiet ground. Their friends, with warm hand grips and greeting, gave them welcome. Nestor, lord of Gerenia, put the question. "Tell me, Odysseus, great in all men's eyes, how did you take these horses? How slip by into the Trojan camp? Or did some god come down to meet you and bestow them on you, horses like the white flames of the sun?